This is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the third chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. John said to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits worthy of repentance. Do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now, the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." And the crowds asked John, "What then should we do?" In reply, John said to them, "Whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none. And whoever has food must do likewise. Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked John, 'Teacher, what should we do?' John said to them, 'Collect no more than the amount prescribed for you.' Soldiers also asked John, 'And we, what should we do?' John said to them, 'Do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusation, and be satisfied in your wages.' As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, 'I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire.' So, with many other exhortations, John proclaimed the good news to the people." This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. God says, "And I will save the lame and gather the outcast, and I will change their shame into praise and renown in all the earth." So often, when we hear words like these from Zephaniah today, words about saving people who are lame, or we hear healing stories in the Gospels, we assume that the healing only comes through God miraculously curing someone of an affliction or a disability. And while there are many cases in Scripture where the healing does come through some sort of miraculous cure, that is not the only form of healing that we witness in the Bible. Our text from Zephaniah says nothing about a miraculous cure. And yet, these are very much words of healing. It's just that the healing does not assume that there is something wrong with the people living with a disability or the people who have been cast out. No, the problem is not theirs. The problem is society's. God says, "I will change their shame into praise." The miraculous healing that God works is removing the shame that society places on those who are vulnerable. And this shame, it could be an experience of hell itself. In Zephaniah's day, people living with a disability were often blamed for their disability. And worse, they were accused of committing some grievous sin. The people around them used religion to shame and blame and punish them. And often, they were cast out of their families because the family did not want to share that shame. And people who were cast out of their families, they were completely vulnerable. Safety and security in this society depended on family structures. If you did not have a family or a family who accepted you, then you had no economic, social, political, or religious support. And people might be cast out for things that were not their fault at all. Being born with a disability, being widowed, leaving an abusive relationship, or perhaps for having a child out of wedlock. Just as Mary fears that Joseph will cast her out for being pregnant with Jesus. In Zephaniah's day, being cast out or living with a disability, shame of it. And all that societal punishment as a result of that shame, it was an experience of hell itself. And as I think about that, I wonder at the shame that people experience today. I think about people who come out as LGBTQ and then are cast out of their families. I wonder about the more subtle ways that our society shames those living with disabilities. How we don't even think about how our practices or our facilities exclude them. We might not actively cast someone out, but when we do not actively include them, we cast them out all the same. As I consider the ways, gosh, that our world continues to exclude those living with disabilities, when I think about families casting out a child for who they are, siblings, that is some chaff that I would love to see burnt away. In our gospel lesson, John the Baptizer tells us that the Messiah comes with his winnowing fork in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff, he will burn with unquenchable fire. This chaff that John speaks of, it's the injustices of this world that cause people and creation to suffer. And boy, is there a lot of chaff. The chaff of the many ways that we fail to include people living with a disability. The chaff of people being cast out of their families for who they are. Just yesterday, our new green team met for the first time. We talked about a lot of the chaff that contributes to climate change. The chaff of apathy, people just not caring all that much. The chaff of laziness, not being bothered to recycle or to find a second use for something. The chaff of corporations putting financial profit above everything else. And the chaff of immobilizing fear. Because issues like climate change that are so big, they can be terrifying. And that terror sometimes makes us feel as if we cannot possibly make a difference. So rather than doing the good that we can, we do nothing. There's a lot of chaff in our world that contributes to great societal sin, like climate change. There's a lot of chaff in our world that I would just love to see burnt away. And I wonder what chaff you see. in this world that you would love to see burnt away? What chaff is out there causing suffering to you, to others, to creation? What is it? Is it the chaff of addiction or of abuse, of alcoholism, of gun violence, of food insecurity? The chaff that is the lack of affordable housing, the chaff of racism, of sexism, the chaff of bullying that so many of our children and our youth suffer from? What about the chaff of seeing religion used to shame or to punish people? What's the chaff that when you think about it, you would like to see it burn away in an unquenchable fire? Siblings, that chaff, that is where God is calling you to the work of healing. In Zephaniah, God burns away the chaff of societal shaming. And that is what brings healing to those living with a disability, to those who have been cast out. Burning away the chaff of shame is what gives room for the wheat of praise. Burning chaff away is not about blaming or shaming or judging. It is about bringing healing and new life into the world. Because when chaff is burnt away, what remains is the wheat that is gathered up. Just as the Messiah burns away the chaff, Jesus also gathers together the wheat. And with that wheat, Jesus feeds the whole world. This wheat gives life, and it gives it abundantly. And so that chaff that you want to see burnt away, that is where you are called to gather wheat. That is where you are called to gather the wheat that gives life. And this call to gather wheat is why when I see all this chaff that I want burn away, even then, I do not despair. Because I see wheat being gathered to feed people. Yesterday, when our green team met, we named some of that chaff that contributes to climate change. But we didn't stop with identifying all the chaff in the world. No, we then spent most of our meeting sharing ideas on what we could do here at Grace to bring healing around this issue. We shared so many ideas, different ways that we could give life to others and creation, so many ideas that I am not sure how we're going to choose where to start. Yesterday, we didn't just identify chaff, we started to gather together all of the wheat, all of the good ideas that bring life, that feed people, that there is life abundant. And it is this wheat gathering in our midst that gives me hope. We gather wheat when we are welcoming to our siblings living with a disability. We gather wheat when we feed people at community table or at Second Harvest. We gather wheat by collecting these gifts that we share with people going through the Rites of Passage program. We gather wheat when our congregation is welcoming to those who may have been cast out from their families for who they are, that we might be a new family for others. We gather wheat when we come together as a family in faith and answer the call of the Messiah. This wheat gathering and this chaff burning is work that we are called to because of Jesus. It's through faith, scripture, and discussion that Jesus shows us where the chaff is, the things that cause suffering in this world. And it's through faith and prayer and healing that Jesus shows us that wheat that we are called to gather and to turn into bread to feed people. So siblings, if you see a lot of chaff in this world, do not despair. The Messiah is coming with his winnowing fork in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. The Messiah, Jesus the Christ, he is gathering the wheat, and with it, he is feeding the world. Amen.